The South African Social Security Agency, or SASSA, is introducing a mandatory biometric enrollment and identity verification process for clients who use alternative forms of identification other than the standard 13-digit South African ID number. This initiative aims to enhance the security and accuracy of client identification within the agency systems. Joining us on the line to tell us more is the spokesperson at SASSA, Paseka Letsatsi. Paseka, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning and thanks for having us.
I think the most important question, which is the one that many of our listeners have been asking, is this going to impact me?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think the question is relevant. This is targeted, as you were reading there, the press statement which we released. It's targeted at people who do not have your ID book, who make an application. If I may just make an example, that if you are a refugee and you don't have an authenticated identity book, you are able to make an application. We give you a certain number that you must authenticate if indeed this is the relevant person. And once that happens, you are able to access your money. But we think over the past years or so, since the judgment which was handed down in terms of the status of the refugee, there has been individuals who identified an opportunity to commit fraud and defraudation. Hence, we took a decision that we need to make sure that we introduce the biometric identification system.
So essentially, if I'm an existing SASSA client, I have, for example, just done the switch to the Postbank Black Card, etc., etc., it won't necessarily impact on me and my ongoing ability to receive my social grant, will it?
It won't impact you at all, but obviously there are individuals who are on the grant payment system that we've identified who have to come forward to do the review. And the reason why you would be identified to come and do a review is because of certain things that we have picked up in terms of authenticating the individual. And those are the people only who then have to have a conversation with us. We'll communicate with them so that they are able to come to the office and make the biometric or the authentication so that we are certain it's actually the individual who is making an application is the rightful person.
Essentially then, the biometric system, would that be handled at the application process and would that be done at SASSA branches essentially?
Yes, it will definitely be handled at the SASSA branches. We have trained our staff who would then be able to make sure that they assist individuals as they come to the office. So that the process of authenticating individual does not take longer or it's not painful, but to make sure that we identify if this individual is the rightful owner.
Yeah. Questions around security measures that are or will be put in place around this particular new system with the biometrics. Can recipients, potential recipients or applicants rather, be confident that the data, the biometric data in particular, will be kept safe?
No, definitely. Remember, we have the information of individual grant beneficiaries. However, when we identify, as we go forward, when we identify that an individual, there are some fraudulent activities which are suspected taking place within an individual, we have the right to come and request them to come forward to identify themselves. But we can assure the beneficiaries of social grant that they've got absolutely nothing to worry about.
As it relates then to the overall aims of this particular initiative, firstly wondering then how widespread the issue of payment inaccuracies and fraud would firstly be in a system to require this additional measure, and if so, how this particular introduction of this biometric enrollment and ID verification, what impact it would have in terms of reducing the fraud and the payment inaccuracy?
You know, when you take 5 steps forward to make sure that we will protect the public purse, The fraudsters, they make a research and they try to be always ahead of you. So we need to make sure that we are ahead of the fraudsters and we protect the public purse. But we think that the process would then be able to make sure that it gives government a lot of money because we know that there are individuals who are trying to defraud the South African Social Security Agency and steal the public purse. But we think the process is less painful. The process, all what it seeks to do is to make sure that protect the public purse.
Ultimately, in a broader sense, we've seen this with the Postbank black card or the migration, and we know obviously that wasn't necessarily a SASSA issue, but accessibility to the migration sites was a problem. In situations where applicants who would then be required to have the biometric enrollment and the ID verification done, but they stay in remote communities or rural areas, what accommodations will be made for them?
Look, you're quite right that it's a question which belongs squarely on the Postbank. But from where we are as an organization, we basically have weekly meetings with the Postbank, and some of these problems, when they are picked up, we're able to raise it with them. And in some instances where we find out that people can access the services, we request them to make sure that they even go an extra mile to provide for the mobile offices, where they can then be able to communicate with the communities and indicate when would they be available in that locality so that people can then be able to access their services.
Pasika, before I let you go this morning, just for those existing SASSA recipients with South African IDs, there's nothing for them to be concerned about. There's nothing that they need to be worried about in terms of this particular process. It's aimed at a specific group of people that essentially don't have South African IDs. Am I correct?
You are 100% correct. Individuals don't have to be to worry about the process, unless if we have identified that there are some fraudulent, suspicious fraudulent activities taking place in your account, you will then be called to make the verification. However, those who have the valid South African ID do not have to worry at all.